And we're back here at the Devil Radio Studios, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, devilradio927.com, greatest app ever, Devil Radio app as well. You can get all of our programming, all the great shows, including Outside the Pizza Box, which is coming to you live from Maxwell Street Days at the top of the hour, 12 o'clock to 1, and they're going to do an extra hour because Crudy came along, so there's no way Pizza Box and Crudy could coexist and have enough time for each of them to talk in just 1 hour, so they had to extend it out 2 hours. Okay, that's the way it's rocking today. But no, they're live at Maxwell Street Days from 12 to 2 p.m. here right on Devil Radio right after this show. Now, as we bring in our next guest, we got our final guest for the show. Sue's been hanging out. Sue, you're getting compliments over and over again from my wife, by the way. She just keeps sending me these wonderful things. She doesn't send me compliments, but man, she's saying, oh, Sue did so great. She did a great job with this. She did a great job with that. So nice work, Sue. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Lenica.
That's Sue Peck, Evolution Financial owner. We also are joined by Patrick Tapula of Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Now he's on the phone. Patrick, how are you today? Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, thanks very much. I'm doing well, and thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us here today on a Saturday for Let's Get Local. Now, Patrick, I know you're also a sponsor of Devil Radio, and you're involved with the station, so we appreciate that as well. Talk to us a little bit about Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Give people the overview, what the origin was, because now I see you got four locations out there where people can find you and enjoy your food.
Yeah, so we got started in 2011, but a lot earlier than that, in the sense that you know, when my wife and I first met each other, our very first conversation was about pizza. It's kind of a fun little story. We met at a bar on the Capitol Square, and that very first night, we talked about, you know, my family had been in the restaurant business many, many years ago. She grew up in the restaurant industry, and we both talked about, and she was currently baking at the Concourse, and again, our first conversation was about pizza and how we wanted to bring craft artisan pizza with a farm-to-table focus to Madison, based on my history growing up in New Jersey, doing a very specific type of pie, and it made it better filtering it through Wisconsin. So that was our genesis, really. And we wanted to found a company that, you know, very much thought about fair wages and benefits and all that good stuff. So, and that's kind of where we are today. We now have four locations. We just recently, about a year ago, opened in Monona, which is our hometown. We both live in Monona now, and our family's here. So it's really where we got started.
Talking with Patrick Tapula of Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The website is salvatorestomatopies.com. Okay, back up a second, Patrick. What's a New Jersey pie? What is a New Jersey pie? Tell us.
So I grew up outside of Trenton, New Jersey, and pizza was always called tomato pie. And the reason it was called tomato pie is, you know, pizza pomodoro in Italian. So my Italian grandparents immigrated to the U.S. and made tomato pies in Trenton, New Jersey. And what makes it a tomato pie is it's built in reverse. So our standard, you know, cheese pizza, which is kind of what we're known for, is built with the cheese directly on the crust with olive oil, and the sauce goes on the top. So it's built in reverse.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes.
What?
And, you know, go ahead. Sorry.
No,
sorry.
You take it away, Patrick. Go on.
So, you know, it makes for a unique bite because we put the sauce on in a spiral. So every bite's a little bit different. So it's a textural difference as well. You know, you ever bite into a slice of pizza and that hot cheese just falls right off the pie? That doesn't happen with ours because it's built in such a way that it kind of bonds to the crust. And like I said, you're not getting sauce and you're not getting the exact combination of sauce and cheese and crust in the same way with every bite, so it makes it a little bit different. And our crust is made using flour that's milled from Wisconsin wheat by Meadowlark Organics here in Wisconsin. So it's a very, very, very local pie.
I know that was a really important thing to you too, talking about how sourcing local ingredients, you know where they come from and how you get them and where they're grown and built and made. Tell us about the effort it took to do that consciously, to make sure you did that as part of your business.
Oh, for sure. And at first, when we first started, we started in Sun Prairie. That's where we opened our first restaurant. We opened in a strip mall next to a cash store and not the most appealing location, really. So that was a challenge. And then bringing farm to table to Sun Prairie early on, you know, it was pretty well established in Madison, but in the suburbs that really wasn't happening at the time. So at first, it was a little bit of a challenge to make an artisan product in the suburbs, where people expected things to be completely round, or not, there's no char on it. And that's not the product that we make, because it's very organic in the sense that, you know, not every pizza is exactly the same. And since we're cooking directly on stones, there's some char involved. And I remember at one point early on, a customer walked into the restaurant with a pizza that they had just received, opened the box and said, "Look at this, what's wrong with it?" And I looked at the pizza and I was like, "That looks great. What's wrong with it?" "It's burnt." I'm like, "Well, no, it's not burnt. There's fire in the oven, and that's what kind of makes this, we want this to happen, you know?" So that was a little bit of a challenge early on. And being in a different price point to some degree with local ingredients was also a challenge. And even getting local ingredients delivered to us in Sun Prairie was a challenge early on, because at that point, you know, farmers were used to delivering downtown. So early on, it involved me driving around Dane County all week to pick up various things from different farms around the county. So now it's a lot different. We have a commissary kitchen that we developed in Monona, and we're at the farmer's market every Saturday picking things up, but we're also getting lots of deliveries during the week to all the restaurants. So that was a challenge, just kind of getting everything together and being able to utilize those ingredients in one place, especially in the suburbs, was a challenge then.
I love the passion and how you built that to be exactly what you wanted. I think it's fantastic. And the commitment to local is amazing. Of course, we love that here with Dane by Local and everything we do. We're also appreciative to you for being a Dane by Local member, of course, as well. But Patrick, I wanted to ask you about some of the, because, okay, it's Salvatore's tomato pies, but there's more than just pies there, right? So tell us a little bit about some of the other products you offer people.
Sure. So we handmade pasta. We invested quite a bit a couple years ago in the ability to make many different types of pasta in the restaurant. So currently we're making six different types of handmade fresh pasta. So that's what you're getting when you're purchasing dishes in our restaurant. And pasta is kind of a great vehicle to showcase the local produce and local proteins that are available in our area seasonally. So just like the pizzas, we're able to do that and utilize that fresh pasta. You know, we've got vegetable dishes. We're doing a lot with sustainable seafood at our Livingston location right now. And that's on the corner of East Wash and East and Livingston Street. Same thing in Sun Prairie. So, you know, if it's not local, it's definitely, we're definitely looking towards a sustainable product, especially with seafood right now. We're getting most of our seafood from American Fisheries in Florida. So, that's really what we're doing. I mean, we use Wells Farm beef out of Rio. That's for all of our burgers and our beef needs and so forth. So we just started using Driftless Provisions out of Viroqua, which is providing us some pepperoni and some other things, tempesta in Chicago too. So really, it's one of those issues where when we're using things like pepperoni on our pizza, we're paying like $16 a pound for it, where, you know, commodity pepperoni from chains, et cetera, you know, they're kind of using a product that's made by Hormel or whatever, like Big Ag, and it's, you know, $2.99 a pound. So there's a big difference in price point. But, you know, those companies that we're dealing with are also, you know, trying to pay attention to how they're treating their employees and what kind of benefits are involved, and, you know, looking towards sustainability from several different angles, whether it's not just food based. It's also, you know, we want our employees to be able to you know, make a fair wage as well. So
what has that done for your staff in terms of taking that approach and letting them know, hey, we're paying a fair wage, we want you to be part of the team, and we're investing in you?
Well, I mean, we keep people longer typically. I think in an industry where people are used to turning quite often and seeking other opportunities, it really helps us retain the type of talent that we need. So, you know, we have a lot of employees that have come through the Madison Area Technical College culinary program, and people are interested in staying because we offer health insurance and paid time off. And, you know, we're trying to find ways where maybe we can offer paid leave for maternity and other things. And these are all things that are on our minds and we're trying to implement on a regular basis. So I think that really helps, and people are proud to work for a company that focuses on local products and also employees, because it's not easy.
All right, Patrick, before I let you go, I got to ask you quick about the Fat Uncle Tony, the Woodsman, yeah. One of the Figgy Piggy. Like, these are some great names, and that's one thing I love about local businesses too, is that you can just decide to come up with these fun, wacky names, and it works for you. I love it.
Yeah, it is a good time. You know, it's kind of like, you know, craft beer. The craft beer industry is really good at coming up with some awesome names, and sometimes there's some misfires. But I can remember a couple that like, wait, what? What did we call that pizza?
Thanks so much, Patrick. Anyway. We got to run. Thanks for your time. That's Patrick DePula at Salvatore's Tomato Pies. I'll get it right. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. 4 locations around the Madison area. Patrick, thanks for everything you do and for bringing the uniqueness to our area. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Have a good day.
We'll be back next week, but don't go anywhere because it's Pizza Box and Crudy live from Maxwell Street Days. Top of the hour.